Solomon, Ed Bousman, Lynchburg, Ohio, and the God is Just a Prayer Away radio broadcast. It is written, all the churches of Christ salute you. It is written, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall guard your thoughts and your hearts in Christ Jesus. It is written, and in praying, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. It is written, he spake a parable unto them to the end that they ought always to pray. It is written, pray without ceasing. It came to pass that he was praying in a certain place, and when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Seated one day by the organ, I was weary and ill at ease. My fingers wandered idly over the noisy keys. I know not what I was playing or what I was dreaming when I struck one chord of music like the sound of a great amen. It quieted pain and sorrow like love overcoming strife. It seemed an harmonious echo from our discordant life. I have sought, but I seek it vainly for that lost chord divine which came from the soul of the organ and entered into mine. It may be that death's bright angel will speak in that chord again, and it may be that only in heaven I shall hear that grand amen. For God is just a prayer away. And now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this message entitled The Unrecorded Prayers of Jesus. One time I was shaking the congregation out after services, and a man asked me, how many times did Jesus pray? I did not know at the time, but told him I would look it up. I counted the times in the 89 chapters of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and found that the Lord is said to have prayed a total of 23 times. We know he prayed thousands of times when you consider the importance placed on prayers, but 23 times in all is all that is mentioned. Of those 23 prayers that Jesus prayed, only 9 of them are recorded. The other 14 prayers are unrecorded. We know he prayed on those occasions, but we don't know what he said. The recorded prayers would be the model prayer, which begins, Our Father who art in heaven. The prayer he prayed in Matthew 11. I thank thee, O Lord of heaven and earth, that thou didst hide these things from the wise and understanding, and didst reveal them unto babes. He prayed at the grave of Lazarus. Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me, and I know that thou heardest me always. But for the sake of the multitude that standeth around, I said it, that they may believe that thou didst send me. He prayed also after the triumphal entry, when he said, looking up into heaven, Father, glorify thy name. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass away from me, Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he prayed that prayer three times. Then there is the long intercessory prayer of John 17 for the unity of his followers. I pray that they all might be one. Then there are the three prayers he prayed on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And into thy hands I commend my spirit. We have to note here that Jesus died praying. Prayer was the last thing Jesus did before he died on the cross. The other 14 prayers are not recorded. We know he prayed, we just don't know what he said. But by looking at the situation when he prayed these prayers, we might be able to figure out what his unrecorded prayers were all about. So here are the unrecorded prayers of Jesus. The first one we will consider will serve as a text for the other 13. It is found in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Now we don't know what he prayed, but one of his disciples said, Lord, show us how to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, we never read that they ever asked him, Lord, teach us to preach, teach us to sing, to harmonize, teach us to organize. They did say, teach us to pray. At least one of them did. It was then that he gave them the Our Father who art in heaven prayer as a guide to prayer. By looking at the rest of the unrecorded prayers of Jesus, we might be able to learn how to pray as we consider the circumstances that brought on prayer at certain times. So, Lord, teach us to pray. The first recorded, unrecorded prayer is the one we hear at the point of his baptism. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens were opened. Jesus prayed when he was baptized. We don't know what he prayed, but he did pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Well, for us also it's true. When we were baptized, the heavens were opened to us. Jesus said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He did not say, He that believeth and is saved shall be baptized. Jesus prayed after he was baptized. Should we not do the same? After you accept Christ by faith, repentance, and immersion for the remission of sins, the devil is going to be after you. It was right after the baptism of Jesus that he went out and endured the great temptation in the wilderness. He was tempted by the devil himself, and you will be tempted also after you are baptized into Christ. Lord, teach us to pray. The next unrecorded prayer of Jesus is when he was busy. In the first chapter of Mark, Jesus had cast out an unclean demon, healed Peter's mother-in-law, worked many other miracles on the Sabbath day. Now the next day would be Sunday. He prayed an unrecorded prayer on that Sunday. It says, In the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. Now we don't know what he prayed, but he prayed. Lord, teach us to pray. The lesson here is that he was not too busy to pray. Not so busy he could not find time to pray, even if he had to get up early in the morning and go to a secret place. It was on Sunday. Now, does that mean we should rise up on Sunday before daylight and pray? Some might object by saying, yes, but Sunday was not the Lord's day at that particular time. Okay, have it your way. At that time, Sunday was a weekday. So go ahead and rise up early on the weekdays and pray before daylight. If you're too busy to pray, you are busier than God ever intended for you to be, and too busy for your own good. Lord, teach us to pray. The next unrecorded prayer of Jesus, he prayed at a time of his great popularity. Early in his ministry, he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. He'd healed a man with leprosy, an incurable disease. All men came to him from everywhere. To escape, he went into the wilderness and prayed. Most all preachers and other Christians want to be popular. We want to be liked by everybody. We don't enjoy being looked at as oddballs and fanatics. Many a preacher has compromised his position on doctrine to court popularity. When that temptation comes, it is time to pray, and pray hard. Is it God or people that you want to please? Lord, teach us to pray. Another unrecorded prayer of Jesus is when he prayed all night. Luke tells us it came to pass in these days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. We don't know what Jesus said when he prayed all night, but we do know what happened next. It was right before he chose 12 men from the disciples to be apostles. Lord, teach us to pray. Should we not pray extended prayers also before we select elders and deacons and preachers? By the way, many a family on Sunday has roast preacher for dinner. I mean, they roast him good. Why not try praying for him sometime? It might straighten him out. Pray the next time you select a person to organize a chili supper. Pray for him. Lord, teach us to pray. The next unrecorded prayer of Jesus is just before he walked on the water. Matthew tells us, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when even was come, he was there alone. Jesus went up into a mountain to escape the crowd, who wanted to make him king after the feeding of the 5,000. Then later that night, he came down to escape the crowd. And to be sure they didn't get him, he took a shortcut and walked on the water and met the apostles in the midst of the sea. Lord, teach us to pray. When they want to make you king, you had better pray. When they say you are the best elder, the best preacher, the best deacon, no one is like you, you had better pray. I would advise that if you ever tried to walk on the water, you might try praying first for several hours. In fact, it might be a good idea before you leave home each morning to pray before you walk on the land. Prayer will give you all the traction you need and keep you from stumbling and falling. The next three unrecorded prayers we note at one time, because they were all three the same kind of prayer for the same thing. These were the prayers that Jesus prayed as a table grace at the feeding of the 5,000, the 4,000, and then after the resurrection at Emmaus with two disciples. Matthew says, he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to the disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Then at the feeding of the 4,000, Matthew says, he took the 7 loaves and fishes and again gave thanks and brake and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Then at the inn in the village of Emmaus after the resurrection, Luke tells us it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Here are 3 times when the Lord prayed for the food that was about to be eaten. We don't know what he prayed, but he prayed. Lord, teach us to pray. It is said that the ancient Jews had a particular table grace that said something like this: We thank you, O Lord, for bringing bread out of the earth. You know, everything we eat came out of the dirt. Only God could bring bread out of dirt. As a child, I used to hate to see the preacher come for dinner. They always called on him for prayer, and I knew we were in for it. I think he prayed about 15 minutes at a time. Maybe it just seemed that long. I am intimidated even unto this day when I eat somewhere and there are other preachers present. Most of them, when called on for prayer, will pray for many things besides the food. They pray for the lost, every member of the family, the church, the nation, many other things. I am intimidated because when they call on me for prayer, I am tempted to pray for everything else too, and I feel so inadequate, just thanking God for the pork chops. Let us pray for the food, and then get down to business at hand. Do you pray a prayer of thanksgiving for God, to what He has given you? For those who don't pray for their food, there's no need to sound the dinner bell for them. They need to sound the dinner bell for a first-class hog collar. The next unrecorded prayer, we note, is when Jesus prayed just before the announcement that He would build His church on the rock. Luke says, "It came to pass, as He was alone praying, His disciples were with Him. And He asked them, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' Then He asked them who they said that He was. It was Peter who said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Upon this confession, Jesus promised to build His church. He said, 'Upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.' On the day of Pentecost, the prediction was fulfilled when Peter took the keys of the kingdom and gave the terms of entry into the kingdom in the statement, 'Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.' Remember, before Jesus spoke of building His church, He prayed first. Lord, teach us to pray. We need to pray for the church today. Just look around on Sunday at the communion hour and see perhaps two-thirds or a half of the members are absent. Look at the lifestyle of most who belong to the church, which is no different than the people who are in the world. There is nothing that needs and deserves our prayers any more than the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for the preacher. Pray for the elders. Pray for the deacons. Pray for the indifferent. Pray, pray, pray for the church. Lord, teach us to pray." Then, too, note how the Lord prayed before the transfiguration. "It came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, He took Peter and John and James his brother and went up to a high mountain apart to pray. And while He was praying, He was transfigured before them, and His face did shine as the sun. His garments became white as a light. He was transfigured before them." The deity of Christ shone through the rags of His mortal flesh at that time. Peter later would say that they were eyewitnesses to His majesty. We don't know what prayer Jesus prayed, but it was while in prayer that the apostles were closer to the glory of God than at any other time. It's always good to remember that God is just a prayer away. Lord, teach us to pray. The next unrecorded prayer of Jesus is of utmost importance. We don't know what He prayed, but He prayed for the children. Matthew says it for us when he says, "Then were there brought unto Him little children, that He should lay His hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. And Jesus said, 'Suffer the little children, and forbid them not to come unto Me, for to such belongeth the kingdom of heaven.' Mark says He took them into His arms and blessed them." Lord, teach us to pray. You can be sure the prayer of Jesus for the children was simple enough for them to understand. We don't know what He said, but perhaps it was as simple as, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray Thee, Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray Thee, Lord, my soul to take." Perhaps as adults, we need to pray that prayer in the morning. "Now I get me up to work. I pray Thee, Lord, I will not shirk. If I should die before tonight, I pray Thee, Lord, my work's all right." Pray for the children. This is the first generation that ever existed that knows that somebody could press a button and blow up the whole world. Certainly the children need to have prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. Now the next unrecorded prayer is especially important. It is the prayer that Jesus prayed as he instituted the Lord's Supper. Luke 22 tells us, "And he took bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Jesus prayed when he instituted the Lord's Supper. Now we don't know what he said, but since it was the Lord's Supper, what else could he pray for but the business at hand? Ladies and gentlemen, I have heard all kinds of prayers at the Lord's table. I heard a man one time pray a prayer of benediction at the Lord's table. He said, Lord, bless us as we depart from this house. And I thought to myself, I believe he's getting ready to leave. As soon as the Lord's Supper was over, that's exactly what he did. I knew a man one time, now deceased, who used to pray the same prayer for everything. He prayed it for the invocation, the Lord's Supper. He prayed it for the offering. He prayed it for the benediction. He prayed it for whatever, on every occasion. I have forgotten all the prayer he prayed, but one line was when he always asked the Lord to bless the young people, that they might grow up to be Christian men and women. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll say one thing for that good brother. He had three kids, and they did grow up to be some of the finest Christians you'll ever meet. I just wish he had included the Lord's table in his prayers. If we're going to pray at the Lord's table, let us not forget what we are getting ready to do. Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." Lord, teach us to pray. Now, one more unrecorded prayer of Jesus is when he prayed for Simon Peter. In Luke 22, we read, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." We know that the Lord prayed that Peter's faith fail not, although the exact wording is not given. Lord, teach us to pray. If I had been there knowing that the Lord would pray for one of his apostles, I would have said, Lord, Peter is the last one you need to pray for. He's the strongest one you have. Pray for Thomas. Pray for Philip. Pray for Andrew. But Peter is the one, O Lord, who can do without prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. We need to pray for the new Christians. We need to pray for the old Christians. We need to pray for the sick Christians, and we need to pray for the weak Christians. But while you are at it, pray for the big Christians. Pray for those who are the leaders. Pray for the most sainted people among you. Perhaps one would say, why should we pray for them? Well, we don't have to pray for them. I know that as long as there is a devil, the Christian is not going to leave the big Christian alone. Lord, teach us to pray. These are the 14 unrecorded prayers of Jesus. Nobody knows the power of prayer, but somebody must be listening there. With a friendly ear for the heart that calls, somebody who knows when a sparrow falls. Miracles lie in the power of prayer, faith that can banish the soul's despair, hope that can shine like a holy light and brighten the spirit's darkest night. When earthly help is of no avail, there is one friend who will never fail. Just lift your eyes, the answer is there, for nobody knows the power of prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard another God is Just a Prayer Away radio broadcast brought to you each week at this same time by Churches of Christ and Christian churches who are concerned about your soul's salvation. The God is Just a Prayer Away broadcast address, Ed Bousman, B-O-U-S-M-A-N, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio 45142. Only as you reach back to us with your letters of support can we reach out to you with the gospel as it was preached in the days of the apostles. The address again, Ed Bousman, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio 45142. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Now, until next week at this same time, don't forget to tell somebody, somehow and in some way, that as far as the Christian is concerned, God is just a prayer away.